He, Shankaracharya, introduces here why in this chapter, in this section, Aparavidya is discussed. That's what we are seeing, no? Shankaracharya was talking about. Why Aparavidya is discussed? Because Aparavidya and Paravidya have to be vivektavyo, vivichigyatavyo. They have to be understood distinctly. One has to be distinguished from the other, very well understood, so that our commitment to the pursuit of knowledge will be proper. Before going there, he says, and he says, what is Aparavidya Vishyaha? What is Paravidya Vishyaha? He says, this Shankaracharya says beautifully, what is Paravidya Vishyaha? What is Aparavidya Vishyaha? First he says, what is Aparavidya Vishyaha? Now what is that ultimately one can have as a result of Aparavidya? Yes, samsaraha, one word. Aparavidya Vishyaha samsaraha. Then you can make out what with the Paravidya Vishyaha. Paravidya Vishyaha Mokshaha. He says beautifully. Okay, Aparavidya Vishyaha. Vishyaha literally means subject matter. So what is that which is pertaining to, connected to, what is it which is to be gained ultimately as a result of Aparavidya, that is samsaraha. One word he says. And what is the nature of samsaraha, he says next. Beautifully. Now this is, see, Aparavidya Vishyaha samsaraha, Paravidya Vishyaha mokshaha. Then he explains, what is the nature of samsara, what is the nature of mokshaha. How moksha is, how samsara is. Now there he says, beautifully, tatra aparavidya vishayaha kartradi sadhana kriya phala bheda rupaha. Now, it's aparavidya vishayaha, which is samsaraha, the ultimate result is samsara, that's fine. But the samsara is what ultimate, what you gain is the karma phalam. Okay, you have to know, gain the knowledge of karma first, then the knowledge has to be implemented for the result. The knowledge itself does not produce the result. Knowledge of the performance of rituals itself does not create the result. Okay, you have to know how to perform the ritual. Having understood how to perform the ritual, how to do the karma, the knowledge has to be implemented, it has to be now put into practice for the result to take place. And even that result, okay, that result will what? Now this is dependent, therefore, performance of karma, result of this, you know, the karma phalam is dependent on the performance of ritual. Performance of ritual is dependent on the knowledge of ritual, in fact, how karma. And even that performance is dependent on many other karakas, many other things. Understand? Depend on many other things, such is the thing. Then that samsaraha anadihi, samsara also is beginningless. Okay, this, what is samsaraha? Samyak sarati samsaraha. Then that which moves, okay, undisturbed, properly samsaraha. That which, no, moves perfectly is called samsaraha. Unobstructedly is called samsaraha. That which moves unobstructedly without any impediment is called samsara. Samyak sarati. Perfectly it goes on. On and on and on and on. How endlessly. It has no beginning. Samsaraha is anadihi. Okay, the life of becoming, life of limitations, the life of transmigration. No, is what, no, he says here, this is anadihi, beginningless. And beginningless, also, it's also what? Anantaha, endless. So anantaha, next he says is, next word he says, anantaha, it's also endless. How can you say samsara is endless? Samsara is endless, as long as the knowledge does not take place, samsara continues to exist. Without knowledge, samsara will be endless. samsara will never come to an end. That is why samsaraha anadihi samsaraha anantaha. But samsara comes to an end where? In jnanam. Unless, until the knowledge takes place, samsara is endless. Samsara starts in ignorance anyway. Okay, endless samsara, because ignorance is beginningless, samsara also is beginningless. But samsara can come to an end in the wake of the jnanam. If it's anadihi anantaha, then here we have to understand how we say samsara is beginningless and endless, because it's a cycle. When you say it's a cycle, because it is not a straight line, it's a beginningless and endless cycle, it consists of what? Many births and deaths. The cycle of, we can say samsaraha, is a beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. And it's also called life of transmigration. Why? Because here, okay, as long as there is ignorance, we understand very clear, carefully, as long as there is ajnanam, ajnanam is beginningless, uncreated, it is naturally there, okay? And ajnanam being there, the wrong identity is inevitable, adhyasa, etc. are inevitable, therefore the jivatvam, the status of being a jiva is also inevitable. What is jivatvam? The status of being a jiva means, identity with the body and sense complex is this wrong identity which makes an individual an individual. The jivaha is also naturally there, and that being there, all the notions being there, the karmas, performance of karma being there, the results are there, the results have to be enjoyed, therefore the results, all the results are not exhausted always. So always there will be results, and karma produces two types of results also, drishtam phalam and adrishtam phalam. Okay? Therefore, drishtam is enjoyed and adrishtam remains, okay, without being exhausted. Therefore, adrishtam will always be there in everyone's account. So, because adrishtam will be there, one has to be born again. Understand? When the prarabdha gets exhausted, with the prarabdham, the paradha is over, okay, the jiva departs, the soul departs the sthula shariram. When sthula shariram it goes, it has its what? Paradha karma phalam. Because the sanchita karma phalam is there, to exhaust the rest of the next set of paradha, it has to assume another body. Okay, therefore it has to go in another womb. Migrating from one place to another, going from one place to another place is called migration. If you keep on going from one place to another place, from one womb to another womb, called transmigration. Okay, don't stay simply. Therefore, this transmigration, going from one mother's womb, okay, going to another one mother's womb, assuming a body there, being born again, a given shariram, living the parabdha, exhausting the parabdha, again leaving that body, again going to another mother's womb, again assuming another body, okay? Again from living, again going to another mother's womb, it's called transmigration. Okay? Life, transmigratory life. It is continuous. And the yoni also sometimes may be different. Suppose in keeping with the punya papa, the yoni also may be different. Yoni means, suppose which form do you assume? Whether I assume a human form? We're not that bad, okay? Don't worry about all those things. Just the shastra, whatever the shastram says, I have to tell you this. Whatever is the, in keeping with punya papa, our parentage also will be there. This is called samsara. I have to tell you all these things. What is transmigration? It's a fact, much subtler fact. This fact, no other science can tell us this fact. This is a fact. We can't believe it. We can't believe it. It's a fact. It's not a cockerable story. It's a truth. This is. Understand? So we do this transmigration being there is called samsara. And why? Life of becoming. Life of wherein you find yourself a limited being, life of limitations. Okay, because there's all the limitations are there. This is what is called, we call bondage. You feel bound by birth and death and all of the thing, all of the limitations of the body mind complex. That is called life of limitations, life of becoming, life of transmigration, transmigratory life, a cycle of births and death is called samsaraha. This samsaraha is anadihi, it has no beginning and endless. Okay, this migration, transmigration, you will be migrating. This is will never come to an end until or unless jnanam takes place. Okay? Anadihi anantaha. It's anantaha. Okay? It's also endless. Anadihi. We don't need to worry about this. Shankaracharya doesn't want to frighten us here. He wants us to become mature. Okay? People get frightened sometimes. Oh my God. Oh, what is this? That is why we say, you know, some sort of maturity also is required here. Anantaha. It's like, you know, how long can you enjoy like, Baba Black Sheep and then Jack and Jill went up this hill? Rhymes. No, you can, as for some time, it's very enjoyable, the rhymes. But as long as you're 3 and 4 or 5, 6, definitely not after that. Similarly, the subject matter also, similarly, all that we study, all that we study, in fact, though even though the highly enlightening sciences and then enjoyable sciences and all those things become insipid for a mature person at a stage. Okay? And these are the very, very facts. If you can't relish these facts, it means we are not ready for them. We have to start with Jack and Jill. That is what okay? That's what he says here. So, anadihi anantaha. So this is something. Oh, like this is a fact. I can't. It's not comprehensible for me. It's not comprehensible for us. That's the problem. Upanishad is trying to make us understand. We don't need to really worry about those things. This is what is happening. See, if you analyze your own life, why you are what you are today, what are you go through, what do you have, how can you account for, how can I, you know, say, find out why I am what I am today, what I'm going through, what I've been going through from birth, and what I am today. Okay, all these things, if there's a question, who will answer them? Can you blame anybody here for what you're going through? You can't blame anybody here. I can very well blame God, and who's least about to listen to your blaming. If you are blaming God, nothing is going to happen. Okay, nothing is going to happen. That case, where can I find an answer? This is where be intelligent, understand here. See, this is the continuity of things. Understand this law of karma is there. It is a fact like any other fact, scientific fact. Okay? So, that means there is a law of karma. There are karma. They are performed. The results are there. Some are exhausted. If the result, there are results, two types of results produced. Drishtam and adrishtam. Drishtam is exhausted then and there. And adrishtam continues to be there. The adrishtam has to be exhausted. And adrishtam takes its own time to fructify. Therefore, and in order to for the fructification of the results which remain being exhausted, the karma, the life has to continue. Okay? The physical body may go, but the jiva, as long as there is ajnanam, the jivatvam continues to be there. The status of being the jiva continues to be there. As long as the status of being the jiva, in fact, it's all as though. Even though it is as though, it is there. And for the jivatvam to go, not just the only means. So as long as jivatvam is there, this transmigration is something inevitable. Therefore, he says, anantaha. Is it clear? He explains what the nature of samsaraha. Why, even before he enters into the other, talks about the aparavidya, Shankaracharya in his bhashan says, oh come on, the Upanishad has given a nutshell what is paravidya and aparavidya, and in this section we are going to deal with aparavidya again. Next section is going to deal with the paravidya. Because you'll be more committed to the paravidya if you know the limitations of what aparavidya is all about. But he, in his bhashan, he wants to say, what is moksha, what is samsaraha? What is aparavidya vishaya? What is paravidya vishaya? Oh, aparavidya vishaya is samsaraha. What is samsaraha? This is anadihi anantaha. No, he says that. Anadihi anantaha. And then, not only anadihi anantaha, dukkha swarupatvat. Dukkha swarupatvat. It is of the nature of what it is. Samsara definitely is full of dukkham. Sorrow also is involved there. But sorrow also is nothing but the sorrow is samsaraha. Samsaraha is sorrow, sorrow is sorrowful, I can say. But sorrow itself is samsara, nothing but sorrowful life. Okay, samsaraha is there. Transmigration means it's not life of pleasures alone, it's life of both pains and pleasures. When I say dukkham, sorrow, we have to understand it's life of pains and pleasures. It's both. See, when there is pain, we don't want pain. And we want only pleasures. When there is pleasure, once enjoying the pleasures, the nature of pain and pleasure being such that nothing will be there permanently. One, as long as you enjoy pleasure, the pleasure goes. And you have to, see, going through the pain, going through the pleasure, after going through the pleasure is more painful. If you go through only pain, it is painful, okay? And going through pleasure, enjoying pleasures for some time, then if we go through pleasure, pains, it is more painful. That's why what he says is dukkham, okay? Pain also is dukkham. Pleasure also is dukkham. Because it's better to be more painful than be more painful, isn't it? That's what he says. Therefore generally he says, dukkharupatvat. Therefore, samsaraha pratyekam sharirbihi hatavyaha. Okay, it is something to be gotten off. Every shariri. Shariri means, shariram means the physical the body. The shariri is the one who is endowed with the body is called a shariri. Shariram asya asti. Yasya saha sharirin. Nakaranta shabda. Okay, shariri. So sharirbihi, all the jivas, okay, shariri bihi means generally, this samsara has to be gotten off. One has to get rid of the samsara. Why? Samsara is, this is what is samsara. Okay, apara vidya results in samsara. Do you want samsara? What is samsara? Beginningless. Why? Because this is part of ignorance. And because ignorance has no beginning. The samsara is beginningless. And it is endless. It will never come to an end. Why? Because it is transient. This is the nature of samsara. How it is endless, I just told you. Endless. Unless, until jnanam takes place, samsara is endless. Anantaha. And what is the nature of it? It is full of sorrow. Why it is samsara is full of sorrow? The samsara is nothing but sorrowful life. A life of sorrow. Life of transmigration, life of limitations, life of sorrow is samsaraha. Why it is sorrow? It's life of both pains. Why, how can you say life is only full of sorrow? Why should you not say life is of both pains and pleasures? We can't say life is only of sorrow. No, life is only, why Shankaracharya says here, life is only of sorrow. Life is of both pains and pleasures. Going, suffering pains is okay. Is painful, but suffering, enjoying pleasures for some time, then again going through pain is more painful. Therefore, can generally say, samsara is life, okay, sorrowful life. Therefore, one has to, an intelligent, mature person will always definitely try to get rid of samsara. If you say, no, I don't want to get rid of samsara, fine, nobody is going to stop you from getting samsara. One can always, have samsara. Without being told, you are allowed to live in samsara. Nobody can stop one from, if you don't want moksha, because they think, I want to live for the well-being of society. I want to protect these people, those people, I want to protect other things, because I am interested only these things, means Bhagavan will bless you with all the fulfillment of those wishes, and we can be around for some more time. Until we feel enough with the life, we can be around. No problem. Samasthena nadi srotavate avicheda rupa sambandha. Not only that, he says here, nadi srotavatu. The srotas means a stream. Nadi means river. Nadi and srotaha, how the flow is continuous, you see. Like that, samsara is also what now? Continuous. It is beginningless, endless, continuous. This word is samsaraha.